is going to happen to me up in this place today. Something should happen to you. But you got a major part in playing in what happened to you. Father, we just thank you that we have ears to hear, hearts to receive, mind, we believe, and we bless every person on the sound of our voice here and around the world. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn to the 91st Psalm. Verse 10. I'm going to make a statement prior to reading these scriptures that will alert you in the spirit. A divine alert in the spirit. We must not study the Bible historically. Through memorization, chapter, verses, and know a lot of scriptures. But then if the Holy Spirit is not involved properly, look at John 6:63 for us. If the Holy Spirit is not involved properly, it's only going to be history to you. Now, the Bible, listen to me very carefully. The Bible is a God-given secret. And in order for that secret to manifest, you're going to have to let the Holy Spirit reveal the mysteries of the Scripture. Not the history of the Scripture. You can quote a scripture, you know the chapter, you know the verses, but it's not doing nothing. So prophetically, apostolically and prophetically, we want to make some changes in the body of Christ. See, it is the spirit that quickens it. The flesh, the memorization, history, profit nothing. And Jesus said, a word that I speak, now it's personal. Not the person sitting next to you now. See, well, what you going to hear here this morning? I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. They're not ink and paper. The Bible is ink and paper without revelation. So you can quote the whole Bible and have no power. See, a lot of times people think that they know some scriptures, and we all know some. Some people have been with me 40 years or 50 years. We all know some scriptures, but this morning I have to deal in the aspect of revelation, enlightenment, because unless, John 6:63, you looking at it? Unless you can walk in the mystery of the scriptures, you're walking in vain. And so why we see a lot of things are not changing is because we're just church members. And we know the 23rd Psalm. But this morning I want to take you some places prophetically. And one of the major problems is that the ministry gift will not hear the apostle and the prophet. They want to do their own little thing with their own little ways of doing things. And when an apostle and a prophet, real apostle talk, is trying to bring you to another dimension in the spirit. That's the way God designed it. I mean, you can't argue with it. I can't argue with it. God designed that in Ephesians 4 and 11. Go there. I got to get you there before I go to teaching on these angels again this morning. Ephesians 4 and 11. That 11th verse has to be in divine order. Before you and I can be in order, that 11th verse has to be in order. The apostle and the prophet must train the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist. Apostle Paul in the second chapter of Ephesians explained how deep it is when the grace of God is on you in a certain area. So there we have what type of person you should be. Look at the 12th verse. It's not part of my message, but I want you to see for the perfecting of the saint, for the completion of the saint, for the maturing of the saints, that the saint can handle it for himself. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Go to the next verse. I'm just going to follow the Holy Spirit here. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the middle. God does. Are you there already? Let me go over that again. Until we all come into the unity of the faith. Are you fully in the unity of the faith? No. As the knowledge of the Son of God? No, because they never run out. Unless you're dealing with history and not open to mystery. Mystery is the thing that makes you stand out. Not only in this world, mysteries make you stand out before Satan. He know you know. Your words have power. Your thoughts have power. Your eyes have power. Your ears have power. You can hear what God, my sheep hear my voice. You can hear what God's saying. And you go on and read down there, then I'm going to give you some things to look at. In Ephesians 1, there's a prayer. Ephesians 3, there's a prayer. And Ephesians 6, there's a prayer. All three of those prayers, one for the spirit, one for the soul, and one for being ministered to right. In the sixth chapter, that you be ministered to right. Not just giving a scripture and making you feel good, but how to deal with the affairs of life. So what we're going to deal with today is prophetically imparting the mysteries of angels. Mm-hmm. Prophetically. Not preaching it. Prophetically imparting the mysteries of angels. Yes. Information and history is not enough. Okay, how many notes you have? If that word John 6:63 don't happen to you in here this morning, you just took a ride. The word's got to speak to you. The word that I speak to you, not to the person sitting next to you, are spirit and light. So you got to put your hearing on. You got to have expectation for revelation. Are you following me? Now, here in Psalm, go back to Psalm 91, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee. What? Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Ooh, hallelujah. Why? Look at verse 11. For he, God, shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Now the revelation here is, I may have said it, but it is not proper. You don't command angel. Angels command you. If you don't know how, listen to me very carefully, because something's about to happen in your life. Yep. If you learn how to cooperate with angels, then you're going to begin to receive many manifestations that you have never seen before. But you got to know how to cooperate. See, God already have commanded them to take care of you. When you were born in your mama's womb, an angel was assigned to you as soon as you were born. So, you actually cannot enjoy the ministry of angels without the help of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit is going to begin to help you to understand the total package that God has sent for you. Angel is part of that package. Now, my wife and I saw a miracle Friday. I was here on my golf cart riding over to campus. I do that quite often now. My wife was in her car, and she pulled out ahead of me. We went out to the street. Now, Satan tried to kill her and me in front of the church. Well, he really wanted that. And so I was behind my wife, and my wife pulled off. I hollered, "Callum, Callum!" Big truck. But she pulled on out. She said she didn't see it. I got two of my son, Jesse and Troy, saw it. My wife pulled right in front of that 18-wheeler and they couldn't hit her. Troy said the wheels on the truck didn't squeal or nothing, no smoke or nothing. Is it if I can tell him or shall ta 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 ta? Ha ha ha! Don't you know how thankful I am? I want my wife. It seemed like a hand came in front of that truck and gave her enough time to pull off, cause she pulled right in front of it, 18-wheeler right out the front. Now, listen. You're going to be able to see some of this stuff. Something that happened in your life, but you're going to begin to see as we deal with the mysteries of angels, not the history. Because what he wanted to do, Satan wanted to do, was kill my wife and me too, because that truck had hit her. It came out right there in the golf cart. It was going to come over there and get me. God shut it down. It was impossible for that truck to stop. Impossible. I sat right there and I saw it. I said, no, I didn't command no angel, nothing. I'm so nervous, I'm so human now, I can't say nothing. I ain't had time to pray or say. It happened too fast. My wife and I cry about it. God is good, isn't he? I sat there and I saw it. Then I was at the red light, going home in my car alone. Stopped at the red light, and I heard this on the glass. I said, nobody got out of the car. Look around, nobody got out of the car. Then the Spirit of God says, angel. So what I say, come on in. You're going to have, it's going to start in your life. But it's going to start in your life prophetically. And you're going to have to be open to know that something has happened in your life you couldn't do. I couldn't protect my wife out there. But the angel did. All right? So I want you to get ready for that type of provision and protection. You may be seated. That's Friday. It happened Friday. It's fresh. Look at the 11th verse now. Oh, hallelujah. In my Bible, the little Bible I'm using, it says the charge of God angels. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee sometime in all thy way. Look at the 12 of these angels. Now, we're not talking about history here now. We're talking about the mystery, the revelation, the enlightenment, the insight that God's going to begin to give you about it. Not that you know a scripture. That's not good enough. Search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. I'm going to make a statement here. You're going to have to be spiritual enough to receive it. I have to say it this way to cut you so you can hear it. I got to say it in respect. You have to go beyond written scripture. You're going to have to go beyond quoting scripture. It's time that you live scripture. And that only can be done by you having a revelation of the mystery of the scripture, not what God did for John, not what God did for Moses, not what God did for Elijah, but God, dog, what God is doing for me right now. See, what you got to do, my brother, sister, you got to start comparing your life with scripture. Ooh, you let that went over your head. Yeah, you got to start. This is what happened to me because of. Oh, look at verse 12. Oh, let it become a revelation to you. You're never alone. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Angels. If they don't bear you up, you're going to dash your foot against a stone. And to a large degree, that's what's been happening to the church, because they didn't have the revelation of angels as they should. They knew the history of angels. But prophetically this morning, the Lord want to release the mysteries of angels to you, that you can have an expectation for supernaturalness that you've never seen before. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, it's time for you to live a superlative life. Not a supposed life, a superlative life. In the spirit, there are a lot of superlative things God wants to happen to you, but you got to take the whole portion of what he sent. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, and angels. Angels are a large part of kingdom government. Are you listening to me? They shall bear thee up in their hand, verse 12, let thou dash thy foot against a stone. So that's why so many have been dashing their foot against a stone. They ain't know nothing about no angel. They know how to spell an angel. You know how to talk about them with wings and all that. And no angels show up all kind of ways. And because of that, look at the 13th verse now. Thou shalt tread on the lion and the adder, that's demonica. The young lion and the dragon, should I trample on the feet? Because you got the angel system. Because he has set his love on me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Oh, look at that next verse. Oh, angel got something to do with me living a long life. I will live with a long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Everybody in here just inherited a long life. A long, satisfied life because we're putting our angels to work. We cannot make it in this world without angels. God knew that. Jesus knew that. That's why we can't here sit here this morning and be in history. See, it's being able to see in the spirit realm what happened in a situation. Many of y'all have been protected by angels. You couldn't see it. You wasn't, you know, he said, the Holy Ghost got me. Well, the Holy Ghost sent the angel. They're a team. Now, you don't just have Jesus. You don't just have the Holy Ghost. You don't just have the Word of God, but you got an angel. It's the whole governmental package from heaven to keep us covered. A lot of discoveries are about to take place in your life. As you yield to the ministry of angels, you're going to begin to see some things you never have seen before. I really want an anointing to fall on you this morning. I really want you to get an impartation this morning. I really want you to get a revelation this morning. Turn to Psalm 103, verse 20. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. Receive your seed. That excel in strength, or that do his commandment, hearkening unto the voice of his word. You see that? His word, not your word. So I may have said in one of but we command angels. No, you don't need to command no angel. You need to have your eyes open when the angel comes. The angel already know what to do. You don't tell an angel what to do. Yeah, if you knew how to do it, you would have done it before. The angel come to bring you into a supernatural stand. They already know what they're supposed to do for you, just like he knew he was supposed to stop that truck. I ain't told him to stop it. I really would have told him to stop it, but I ain't had no time. I'm in my human self. I said, whoa! Look in Psalm 103, verse 20 again. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, hearken unto the voice of his word. Look at the angel. Then he goes on to verse 21. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his. Talking about the angels. That do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then I'm going to start giving you some points I want you to have about angels. Now you know you're not dealing with Hebrews 1, verses 13 and 14 to give you another insight about them. We need to go over and over these scriptures so we can get real insight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Some of your battles are being cut down right now. Hallelujah. I know what you can say. Ministry spirit, I yield to you. Whew. Hallelujah. Angels were so powerful, the Lord had to tell us the difference between Jesus and an angel. In that first chapter, every doing, he let you know that the angel was not equal with Jesus, but they're so powerful, if you don't know it, you would think they're equal with Jesus. They're not. So the 13th verse says, but to watch after the angels, said he at any time, set on my right hand. He told Jesus to do that until I make thy enemy a footstool. But then he gave us an insight in that 14th verse about angels. Are they not all ministering spirits? Ministering what?
Spirit
sent forth to minister. Now notice that next word now. That next word make a big difference. For. Them who shall be heirs of salvation. Y'all ready to take notes? Angels' resistance because of a lack of knowledge. You will not because teleshikar. You are paketele macha. You will prophetically, from this day forward, you're not going to be in that position. Your resisting angel days are over. You will be able to receive your angel because you expect it. They show up in many forms. You read the Bible, ain't got to have no wing. Sit right beside you in a cafe. Sit right at your table. Angels' revelation, get this now, empowers the supernatural. So there's an empowerment of the supernatural coming on prophetically, coming on the body of Christ that they have not been using in its fullness. Believers and the church is about to get stronger to handle these cultures. Look at Hosea 4:6. Now, I'm going to make this statement, but I need you to hear it. I need John 6:63 on you. I need you to hear it, because what's supposed to be going on here now is Hebrew 4:12. When you come here, you're supposed to be operating on. You're on the operating table. You're on a supernatural operating table when you come to a church ministering the word. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou has rejected knowledge, and the reason they rejected it, they didn't know what it was. Revelation knowledge. I will also reject thee that thou shall be no priest to me, seeing thou have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget that. Now that's now they're kind of talking to the priest too. Yep. Trying to talk to these ministers who think they're so proud and they can't hear an apostle and a prophet. And their churches are not going to go up to the level it need to go to with their nice little son. When apostolic prophetic revelation come in the church, it's time to grow. Amen. Now you belong no more. Amen. You come and say you belong no more. You get an insight that is not a regular insight, not normal. It's not a normal message. You should leave here with expectation of protection. I have an unseen protection with me at all times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
angels' restoration shut down the hands of the enemy. Angel releasing power coming to the body of Christ now. When he comes, you got to know how to release him. Be in agreement with him. Now, one of the greatest revelations I found in studying these angels, and I knew it, but I had not put it together. But I'm going to put it together for you this morning. If you don't recognize your angel, how can I say it, Lord, and be a decent preacher? If you don't understand, you're a church member, but you don't understand angel, the revelation of angel, God angel, it got fallen angel whooping you every day. And you cannot whip them fallen angel without your angel. The fallen angel was thrown out of heaven by other angels. And so God sent angels to earth because he knew they came down here, demon, the devil, and power. They're down here to destroy our lives. But God said, now I'm going to send a holy angel. So just think about it now. Just think about it. As long as you've been in church, you didn't know much about angels. I mean, you know it was an angel. But what we're doing now is putting us in place to recognize, to understand, to be able to yield to impossible things happening. Yes, sir. Your life should be unexplainable. Yes. Yes, sir. Because it's so powerful. You must come to the point that you don't ask God for nothing. You've got everything. You're praying for somebody else. Come on up in here. Talk to me up in here. Can you see yourself in a position that all your prayers is for somebody else? See, the church have not known that. The church proud. They're praying. They're praying, trying to get something. No. When you get revelation, you got it. Y'all will catch it next week. Angels overpower all my enemies. Every time. Jesus knew the presence and power and purpose of angel. In Matthew 26:53, look at it. Prophetically imparting the mysteries of angel. Information and history is not enough. The ministry of angels and their role in the lives and ministries of believers. Often overlooked aspect of angels assistance. Emphasizing that many in the church have not fully engaged with this dimension of spiritual power. How many people in this auditorium today? That's how many angels in here. Everybody has an angel. And the angel is not asking you how holy you are, because he's going to make you more holier. By doing a manifesting thing to you, you're going to repent and get yourself right. Oh, Lord. Now, let's go back over a little wave in the spirit. How many of y'all remember when you got born again? How many of y'all remember when you got baptized with the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
And spoke in tongue, because you ain't spoke in tongue, you ain't baptized. And spoke in tongue. Uh-huh. Now I can tell you for myself personally, when I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, my spiritual life shifted. I became more bolder. Come on. Y'all ain't baptized. Y'all don't know what I'm saying. I was a Baptist Christian boy, but I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And my life became stronger. What are y'all doing up in here? Y'all ain't praying in the Holy Ghost? When I got baptized with the Holy Ghost, I was no longer a member. I became an owner. Some of y'all ain't praying in the spirit. So, you don't know what I'm talking about. Use your prayer language often. Well, Smith Wigglesworth said every 15 minutes he used it. So I said that to say this. When you got saved, you were thankful, right?
Yeah.
Then you got baptized with the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all took a while after you got saved to get baptized with the Holy Ghost? Took a while? Okay. All right. Now, how can I say this, Lord? You are here receiving another spiritual baptism. Angels going to baptize you with more power. The revelation, the understanding, the insight, the enlightenment, and the wisdom of angels going to produce more spiritual power in your life than you have. Matter of fact, thank you, Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, now your spiritual tank is full. Online, are you hearing me? Now your spiritual tank is full of kingdom government. You don't only have the Holy Spirit, but you got angels, which are ministering spirit. Notice what they call them, ministering spirit. Ministering the supernatural. Notice I never say nothing about feeling. Y'all get the feeling out. Get this feeling out. Ain't no feeling. You just know it. I got this. Supernatural help. Y'all sure y'all got the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. I'll make sure you got the Holy Ghost up in here. Hey, God. I feel him. I feel the pride. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. The church coming to angel revelation, angel understanding. Angel releasing. There's some things you've been trying to get done. They were already done, but you didn't know how to let your angel go. But now you're learning. Let the angel flow. In my life. Right now. Let me Me and them, you stood there and ain't said nothing. How on the let the angel flow in my life right now. Now, honestly speaking and preaching, had you ever said that before? You see what I'm saying? You just stepped into a new realm that the average Christian would never know. Let the angels flow in my life right now. Boy, them angels, woo! You're going to start seeing some stuff. You're going to start getting places. I got you out. Because an angel will pick you up and take you there. Satan wants us to know about the devil and demon, fallen angel, but he don't want us to know about the real angel. So that's some problem you've been trying to deal with. It's not going to be as hard anymore. Because the righteous angel going to whoop the wicked angel out of your life. You may be seated. I'm going to close in a minute. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, son. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive your seed, son. Receive your seed. The $200 seed. I'll receive it. Through personal testimonies and biblical references, I encourage you to expect divine intervention from angels. You're going to lead to many, many breakthroughs that you've never seen before. I want to bring you into a deeper understanding of angels. Angels can assist fulfilling God's assignment. Ooh, my goodness. The communion of the Holy Ghost releases the commitment of angels. I am releasing the overflowing of the Spirit and the outpouring of angel on your life today. This is a fresh apostolic move in the body of Christ. I told you on YouTube, they thought, I've used to have 2,000 or 3,000, they're up 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 now. They're listening. They're getting a hold of it all over the world. Listen to this. You must stop holding on to less and let the abundance of God flow. Listen to this. Listen, I want you to believe this. Security in every move I make is upon me now. Security in, oh my God. Security in every move I make is upon me now. I have divine security everywhere I go from this day forward. I'm never by myself. I'm always covered. Are you listening to me? Leroy, I'm through. Oh! I'm fully covered. Somebody help me holler. Oh, I'm fully covered. And say out your mouth, I'm fully covered. Hallelujah, you back. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna let nobody out hallelujah me. You ain't gonna out hallelujah me up here. Hallelujah.